Health Radio Show. Today, I'm pleased to have as my guest Jeremy Bennett, who will be discussing intuitive strategy, consulting, and training. And then later on in the hour, we will have Dr. Herb Joyner-Bay, who we've interviewed before on the benefits of hydration and penta water. Jeremy, thank you for joining us today. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, great. So you're a little bit earlier than we are.
Yes.
Great. Well, Jeremy, I know that you've got a number of different things that you can speak about, but today we're going to be talking about intuitive strategy, consulting, and training, and I guess I'll let you begin on how you got interested in this and what you've discovered.
Well, thank you. It's certainly been a process. This is essentially a new field that I've been guided to create just about a couple of months ago, actually. And the background to it is that it's essentially using an intuitive tool set, intuitive skill set to be able to help leaders and teachers be able to enhance their intuitive ability and capacity within their areas of expertise.
Well, that's certainly worthwhile. I know the best surgeons that I've ever met, as well as the best fighter pilots I've ever met, are extremely intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best fighter pilots in the country was a friend of mine and said that he could tell when somebody else, another pilot, had locked onto him, just or was about to lock onto him. It was virtually impossible to shoot him down.
Wow.
This is interesting, he also knew that he was a fighter pilot in a previous life. He showed me a picture of this guy. Now, he didn't tell anybody else in the squadron because, you know, it wasn't real kosher to talk about these things.
Sure.
But he came over one day and showed me a picture, and he says, that was me. And he said, I died in a fighter plane in World War One, and he says, that's what I came in to do in this lifetime, is to take fighters to a new level. And
wow.
He did. I mean, he was one of the best ever, and well known to be the best. So anything that is really, really good, including Einstein, he was intuitive. He took these little naps and got access to the universal mind and brought in answers to questions. Anybody who is really a leader in their field knows that they are accessing intuitive guidance. And if they don't know, then that's where they need you. And there's plenty of egos out there. I've run into them who think it's all them. And it certainly isn't. I mean, the universal mind is open to everybody at the same time. It's just that you have to know how to access it without getting in the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a really key point. And I would say that for me, the particular people that I feel guided to work with are those people who are already tuned in
right. With
their intuition. And I'm here to be able to help take their understanding of the amazing reality in which we live to a new level, to be able to, you know, help and contribute to the amazing work that they're doing in the world.
Well, corporate world is there's stories all over the corporate world about people who are very, very, very successful accessing higher realms of information for business strategy. I've heard a number of stories about people who, in board meetings, you know, when it was up to them to decide something, would just bow their head, and then when they came back out of that meditative state, would tell the board what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
direct intuition. You know, they just went inside and asked.
Right.
In front of everybody. And these were I won't say who they are, but they're extremely famous people.
Yeah.
So I would say, probably, you know, the Warren Buffetts and the, the real leaders and shakers of this world do access this consciously.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, what has come through for me is essentially one of the main tools that I use in my work is what I'm calling the intuitive network.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what it is, it's pretty amazing because, well, the intuitive network is the means by which all information from every person, place, thing, or organization is gathered and stored.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty amazing. Of course, this has been around for a long time. It's pretty amazing to be able to take, and I've done this in part, to take the concepts of the internet, and you can pretty much map it onto onto the intuitive network. Another term that you may have heard for that would perhaps considered to be the database portion of the network would be the Akashic records.
Right, exactly. And that's what we know we access
right.
when we do this work.
Yes.
And really, like you say, you have to just get out of the way with your preconceived logical conclusions and, you know, ideas and opinions. Getting out of your own way is the main thing that you have to do in order to accurately access the Akashic records. Sometimes the information isn't what you want to hear. You know, it really isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, reality is reality. So, you know, I mean, what is out there is out there. So, and sometimes there's things hidden that you don't know. And when you're told them, you just, you know, you don't want to believe it. But you need to, you know, you need to know all of the different things that you're navigating around and through.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that I've told, you know, both clients and also students with this most recent training is that if they receive information that's not completely, quote-unquote, what they would consider to be accurate, there's a learning lesson involved there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they're receiving that for a certain reason, and I've experienced this where I will have come to a certain, you know, I'll be led along a particular path that will give me some insight that if I'd received something directly, that I wouldn't have been able to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a stepwise process that allows you to go into something without freaking out.
Right. That's a really good way to put it.
Well, you know, as you probably know, the landscape of what we're looking at is there are certain posts along the way. And, you know, you have to assume that the Akashic record is outside of space and time. So there are certain posts that you will see that are called destiny points. And those are probably not malleable without going really high and rewriting soul contracts and mm-hmm. things like that, which mm-hmm. is a whole other course in itself. But,
mm-hmm.
but you know, the destiny points are fixed. And then you have free will. And because so many people have free will in, say, an organization or a country or a movement, a lot of things are still probabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So it behooves you to work with probabilities in terms of the strategy and realize that things are usually not totally fixed.
Yeah, that's definitely been my experience. And one of the ways that I do to measure that, at least for my own use, is essentially just a simple number scale of 1 to 10.
Right.
In regards to, I'll take essentially two things
mm-hmm.
And then just ask, as I'm tuned into, you know, to the records, ask, well, what's the energetic, how strongly are these two things energetically aligned?
Right, right. And that's important because you can push certain things to come into reality, but you also have to understand there's consequences for pushing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost better not to push sometimes because
mm-hmm.
What I tell people is there's always more possibilities behind the one that you're looking at. And you have to look at all the possibilities and choose which one you want to come forth. That's quantum theory. You know, you attention onto something can drop it into reality from
mm-hmm.
the quantum field.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you've got, you know, say you're coming into a time when you're very lucky, and there are these times when you're extremely lucky, so you may want to play the lottery during that time or do some other, you know, contest or something. But, you know, there's probabilities about whether or not winning the lottery or not winning the lottery. But then you have to look at what that would send you down. You might miss your life lesson if you won the lottery.
Right.
Because your life lesson, you've agreed to be on the borderline with financial things in order to do certain things that you couldn't do when you had a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole bunch of things that you have to consider.
Yeah, yeah. That's, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because, I mean, both, I guess more on an individual standpoint, you know, with, you know, with, you know, the work that I do is really being able to help cast help people with kind of be able to see a little bit bigger perspective,
right?
About
about
what's going on and what they're, you know, why they might be experiencing something, even, you know, regardless of, you know, it might be something very, very, very intense. You know,
yeah, you have to understand you have karmic contracts with people. You have karmic, you know, and karmic can be either way. It can be very good or it can be very bad, depending on, or it can be kind of neutral. You just agreed to work with people.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned very early on is there were certain surgeons I liked working with,
okay,
but I couldn't. It was not
mm-hmm.
too big. I was
mm-hmm.
told, no, you cannot work with these people. That's, you just can't.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I tried to, bad things happened.
Mm.
Even though I like them, so mm. your likes and dislikes don't play into your path necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an important lesson to learn. You
yeah.
can, however, sometimes by what you have passion for, you can see what path you're supposed to take. Like I have a passion for plastic surgery,
uh-huh.
so that my path on plastic surgery was very, very easy. I also have a passion for spiritual medicine, and so you know I try to combine the two, you know, when I'm able to, but your likes and dislikes may not really figure into the path that you're supposed to go along.
Mm-hmm. That's. I mean, it's interesting that you, that you know that you mentioned that in terms of. I mean, one particular, you know, kind of thing that came to me in terms of this energetic alignments is, you know, I mean, the idea of you know, of really being able to help kind of suss out the differences between, you know, between someone's experience and the, you know, the multidimensional being, you know, that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the mental, they've got the physical body, the emotional, the mental, and on a soul level, and on up. And but just being able to, you know, the way I kind of have it is, you know, two vertical lines is a yes, and that allows the, you know, if everything is a yes, then that passion, that divine inspiration can come from the divine and in and through, you know, through a natural action, a natural state of flow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, and when that's not the case, if somebody has doubts or, you know, fear or anxiety, you know, then that energy flow is either blocked or hindered,
right,
in some way.
Right. And, you know, it's one of the more difficult things, Jeremy, is when somebody comes to you and has had multiple roadblocks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really someone like yourself can help them determine, well, are the roadblocks there to stop me from going down this path? Say somebody wants to go to law school,
mm-hmm.
and they just keep having, you know, their scholarships get taken away, and they get a job, and then it gets taken away, and, you know, so all sorts of roadblocks occur for them not to go to law school,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, in the process of trying to go to law school. So is it that they're not supposed to go to law school, or is it that they're supposed to persevere and find a way around all these blocks? Because they're karmic blocks that, you know, that they agreed to try to get around. You know, that's really, I think, one of the most useful things that an intuitive counselor can do. Are these roadblocks just there for you to, you know, persevere and get around, or is this really not what you're supposed to do?
Yeah,
it's so important.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very interesting that you mentioned that. That actually ties into the original topic that I had proposed you know, of the archangelic realms of training,
mm-hmm.
that are associated with our seven chakras. And so
right.
each of those energy centers are have a particular group of energy. So, for example, law is associated with the third chakra.
Mm-hmm.
It's the law and order, the realm of cosmic order and balance. It also happens to be, you know, the same for... you know, for photography, for, you know, a lot of programmers have it, form and function,
mm-hmm.
that type of a thing. So, you know, perhaps in that lifetime, the, you know, the lawyer, it's like, well, yeah, you were maybe a lawyer in a previous, you know, occurrence. And, you know, now this time around, you know...
You're working on something else.
Right, right.
Exactly.
It still is that divine expression, but it's just a slightly different angle.
Right. And that's true. You know, Casey's material said that some of his readings said that when people wanted to study religion, they would come in as a rabbi, and then as a Catholic priest, and as a Buddhist monk, and then as an atheist. All the different things around religion.
Uh-huh.
All the, you know, the yin and the yang, the, you know, everything. You know, like an atheist, and you look at him, and you couldn't believe this atheist is here studying religion. That's why you should never judge anybody, because you really don't know.
Yeah.
And then people also, according to Casey, have overlays. Say somebody's supposed to be president of the United States, and there's some indication that even President Obama knew at a young age that he was destined to be president.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly looking at his career, all sorts of things happened to mm-hmm. propel him into this path
mm-hmm.
that were unusual, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially with the birth certificate, so he overcame some obstacles that probably you would wonder how in the hell he overcame them. But in any case, somebody who's supposed to be president would be given an overlay of ambition,
mm-hmm.
whereas really they aren't ambitious at all, you know. But they needed that overlay in order to get on their destiny path.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes those overlays are alcoholism. Sometimes they're, you know, things that are negative. Ambition is not always negative. Obviously, it can be, but it's not always.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when people have overlays, you really can't judge them for the overlay.
Mm-hmm.
That's put there in order for them to stay on their path.
Mm-hmm.
It gets
mm-hmm.
kind of complicated. Lords of karma are pretty tricky. No, they really are. I've done some investigation into people that you just wouldn't believe. Like, oh my God. You know, serial killers in previous lives and stuff like that. But very, very interesting. The whole thing about reality is so interesting, because we truly are multidimensional beings, and we truly are living in more than one reality at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, some of us are aware of it and some of us aren't. And it's just a matter of increasing your awareness until you understand all of your different aspects and everything that is happening around you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. One of the, I mean, of all the many different ways to look at and, you know, describe reality is, you know, for me, what came through is, you know, the most accurate reality that someone can perceive, well, it's essentially, you know, what's that reality? It's the reality that exists beyond your thoughts, feelings, and ego.
Right.
So it's, you know, the third dimensional world or the external world, and also who you are and your higher self.
Right. And being able to take the guidance that your higher self has for you.
Mm-hmm.
And in this day and age, it's actually very important. I tell a story on the air. I'll tell it to you because I haven't told it for a while. I was on my way to the emergency room, car wreck victim. He was in CAT scan, and that takes a while, and then he was going to get the operating room. So I needed gas. So I was going to pull into a QT because there's a QT right by it, and the gas is cheap at QT.
Okay.
And Spirit said, absolutely not. I love that. Absolutely not. Okay. Now, this is a thought in my head. It's not a voice. It's a thought in my head.
Right.
I go, okay, well, maybe he's going to get in trouble. And if he gets in trouble, maybe they're going to leave me sooner than, you know. So I go to the hospital, but no, you know, typical thing. Goes through CAT scan, goes to the operating room. I operate on him, along with orthopedics, and I come back out. I go to QT, and guess what? You won't believe this.
Huh.
There's police tape all around QT and 7 police cars. Some psychiatric patient whose his wife was taking him to the psychiatric at the same hospital, she stopped to get gas. He got out and shot, I think, 5 people. 3 of them died.
Oh,
I would
gosh.
Have been there exactly when it happened.
Oh, my gosh.
So when you hear absolutely not, don't do it. And if you can't hear absolutely not, go meditate until you can, okay? Because it's extremely important now to have protection, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the world out there has a lot of booby traps, as you might suspect. I mean, the physical world, okay? Saying nothing of the spiritual world. So anyway, but meditation and other spiritual practices, there's a lot of spiritual practices, yoga, tai chi, qigong, you know, whatever quiets your mind so that you can hear the inner voice, which is guidance, is important to do now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you don't do it, you know, you may have some things happen that aren't so nice. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah,
you don't have the protection. So how do people get in touch with you to learn more about the intuitive strategy training and counseling?
Yeah, well, it would be to go to my website, intuitivestrategyconsulting.com, mm-hmm. and also for you know, for everyone who is listening, I would love to offer what I'm entitling Question Your Reality, a 6-week e-course that is an introduction to intuitive strategy training. And essentially, it'll just be you know, 6 weekly emails that have you know, just a short video that is the basis of the training class that I just completed, mm-hmm. and certain questions, a couple questions or two about your own life that may cause you to question the limits of reality that you may mm-hmm. have placed on it, and the limits that you may have placed on yourself, or both, and just to question those, to say, I wonder if, you know, if this is really true or not.
Right. Well, that's important, because when you believe it, it is much harder for things to shape so that that belief system isn't incorporated in reality. I have a sign at my office that says, argue for your limitations, and they are yours.
Yeah, there, I totally agree. I mean, even before I started doing this type of work, you know, a couple of days or a couple of years ago, when I felt called to it, there was a quote that just kind of dropped into my mind: is that it's not about belief, but it's about the reality that you're able to perceive.
It is. That's very true. And by reality, we mean more than third dimensional reality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the third dimension is where what we're most aware of because of our perceptual organs, which are the 5 senses. But there's now scientific evidence, I just saw it on Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman, that there are higher senses. There's one on the 6th sense, and there's actually scientific proof now that a 6th sense exists. Blind people are able to perceive things in the laboratory that they could not perceive otherwise. And if you want to, I think the name of the program is There a 6th Sense? And there's probably more than just 6 senses. There's probably a number of them. I know a lot. I mean, I've had the honor of meeting a number of masters, and they certainly have a lot more senses than 6. So
mm-hmm.
there you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we in the scientific labs now, we show that 5 senses are not all that there are. So,
I believe it. You know, I use them on a daily basis.
That's right. You sure do. And you're helping other people to develop them, which is very, very important. So we probably should have you back on to discuss the Archangel Meditations sometime.
I'd love to. Yeah.
We didn't. That was the original thing you were going to discuss, and we can tie that into you know, your intuitive strategy program at another time, if you would like to come back on.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, after all, the meditation and the ability to go within is what allows you to perceive the higher worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And and there's a great deal of information, especially now, coming in from these higher worlds that is important not just for your financial, your relationships, your job, you know, your pathway, what school you go to, whether or not you have children, how do you handle your children once you have them. I mean, every single problem that you have in life is able to be overcome by this going within and recreating the higher realm so that the third dimensional reality shifts in a more pleasant and livable way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the miracles come in. That's really what the miracles are all about, is going outside, going within to shift things at a higher level so that this level changes.
You know, I think that is key. And for me, even, you know, besides the traditional type of meditation, one of the things that I like to do is even just listen to music. And
mm-hmm.
I know I've got an amazing, amazing friend and instrumentalist. His name is Elijah Ray,
mm-hmm.
and the Band of Light. And he literally channels archangelic frequencies. It's amazing.
Right.
Yeah. You could Google it, and he has I'm actually working with him right now, and it's amazing to be able to just see the quality and the energetic alignment, as an example.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's really true.
Yeah.
Well, I had the honor of having, actually Steve Halperin spent the night at my house one night and went to my office and went in my exam room and went to make sure that I was only using his music for healings. I was so pleased because all the music by the healing room was Steve Halperin. You know, he was one of the first he was really the father of New Age music and was one of the first people to develop things to put people into altered states of consciousness through vibration. So.
That's fantastic.
Everybody else is built on what he has done. But music is extremely important, especially for putting people into altered states so that they can receive healing and receive guidance. And I find that if you listen to the same music over and over again, it really takes you down very quickly. You know, it has some sort of entraining effect that allows you to go a lot quicker if you listen to different music with each meditation. But, you know, I'm sure there's many people, there's many opinions on that, as there are people. But anyway. So you want to give your website one more time?
Sure. It's intuitivestrategyconsulting.com.
Great. And people can go on there and find out about your training courses?
Yes.
And do you have any speaking engagements on there, or are you primarily doing everything by Internet?
Mostly by Internet, although I'm definitely open to, you know, continuing to talk and to share, and that's why I'm here.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Jeremy. We'll be back in touch with you to get you back on for another discussion in the future, and appreciate your making time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Dr. Cole.
All righty. We've been talking to Jeremy Bennett, Intuitive Strategy Consulting and Training. Very, very important for this time in history. And we will be on in a few minutes with Dr. Herb Joyner with the importance of hydration. Back in a minute.
So you had plastic surgery. What was it like?
It was great. Don't get me wrong. It was surgery, but the doctors and staff at Plastico's were terrific.
Honey, you look like $1 million. You actually went to Plastico's and had it done.
Why don't you? Plastic surgery is outpatient, and you'll only be out of work a few days. I love what Plastico's did for me, and looking my best is an investment that pays in so many ways. The help you get from the professionals at Plastico's is a bargain.
Plastico's, 770-457-4677. Mention this ad for a free consultation. Financing is available, 770-457-4677.
Please join us every Saturday morning for Temple of Health Radio Show, brought to you by Plastico's and Millennium Healthcare. Our holistic medical practices in Atlanta are committed to community education. Our shows bring you national authors on topics of health alternatives, new scientific breakthroughs, and spiritual medicine.
Welcome back to Temple of Health Radio Show. For the second half, we are interviewing Dr. Herb Joyner-Bay, and we're going to be talking about the importance of hydration and the special properties of penta water that allows cells to hydrate. Hello, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a while.
It has been a long time. How are you, Dr. Cole?
I'm doing well. Are you still in California?
I'm in the Seattle area.
Great. Well, that's sort of California. It's a little bit north.
The West Coast, yeah.
That's right. So? I guess we can start off by telling people a little bit about your background and how you became interested in water.
I'm a naturopathic physician, and in fact, I've been studying natural healing and natural wellness for 39 years now. It's been quite a while. And I've done a wide range of things, but I got involved with penta water because the people who were representing the product needed someone to actually express or to explain to the public what all the scientific research is about in language that the lay public could understand.
Right.
So that's why I became involved in the early 2000s. And now I'm back again to do the same kind of work.
Well, we can tell folks a little bit about the developer of penta water. He was in the Navy and probably got chemical toxicity and developed fibromyalgia, which was his motivation for developing a clean water that got into the cells and helped to detox better.
Yeah, Bill Holloway and his son Michael Holloway invented penta water. Bill Holloway, for about 30 years, was an engineer, an electric engineer, would install electrical systems on huge naval vessels. In the process of doing that, I mean, I don't think we're revealing anything he hasn't talked about. He came down with exposure to a lot of heavy metals, as one might expect. And as a result of that, came down with fibromyalgia. So that was one of the reasons he was looking for a way of detoxifying himself. And he and his son Michael were working on water, how to purify it and how to restructure it so that it optimally hydrates the body at the cell level. And that's how they discovered pentawater in 1997. And remarkably, they found it actually would increase the growth of potential plants. They tried it a number of different ways and found some remarkable results with it. It does have the ability to optimize hydration at the cell level, and we'll discuss that as we go through the interview. So that was a remarkable thing. As around 2000, they began to make it in large enough quantities to start selling it on the open market. And it went on from there. They were able to procure researchers who actually verify that this water does what they expected it to do. In fact, I think it's the only water that has this kind of scientific research behind it. And it's also backed by two patents held by Bill and Michael Holloway. So it's the only patented water of its kind, and it's the only water that's been thoroughly researched the way we're going to talk about.
That's correct.
Yeah. So it's really quite remarkable. I mean, we tend to take hydration for granted, but when we realize that, you know, we are, you know, our bodies are 70% water, and inside the cell, the individual cells are 90% water, with the exception of fat cells, 90% water on the inside. I highly recommend that people look at the website Martin Chaplin. They can Google Martin Chaplin water. Martin Chaplin is a professor at Southbank University in England, and he has probably the finest website on the internet on water. Just look at that website; it will boggle your mind what water actually does. Water has been underappreciated as to its benefits at every level in cell functioning. We just can't function without it. Every enzyme system, every protein, DNA function, nothing happens without water being there to support it. But water is so humble, it's such a low view. That's why the Taoists, they admire water. They actually look at water as being symbolic or emblematic of how people should live their lives in a great state of humility. But water is so humble, it doesn't get credit for what it really is doing. So water supports everything, and this is why optimal cell hydration is critical to optimal wellness. And as we know, as we get older, we get more and more dehydrated. We go from 70% water down to 50% water before we die. So maintaining optimal hydration is critical to long-term wellness.
The other thing, too, that we've learned, actually, since then, is that water has the property of taking on frequency. And so
you would go there. I was expecting you to go there.
Yeah. Well, it's important. If you put negative energy, be it chemical, biological, even higher energy, energy of thought, into water, it holds it. And the most, I guess, the most well-known thing of that is holy water. Holy water has been blessed. In other words, certain vibrations have been put into it, and they've actually shown scientifically that when water is blessed like that, the bonds between the oxygen and hydrogen change, the angle increases.
Yes.
So you know that water is really truly incredible, not just from a third dimensional standpoint, but probably even more within frequency medicine. And and part of what Bill did was to take advantage of this.
Yes. I don't think any Catholic priests or Catholics will argue with you about the holy water and that kind of thing. What happens with this? The process of making pentawater, it goes through a 13-step, 11-hour process. Ultra purification to make it the cleanest water you can possibly find. And then it's put through a process where you are actually exposing a large tank of the water, small amounts at a time, through this intense exposure to high-frequency sound vibration to actually break open these large macromolecules of water to make or macro clusters of water to make microclusters.
Right.
In the process of doing that, you strip away a lot of the energy that has been imparted to the water. Now, this sounds kind of wild, but I have actually been in a dinner meeting among world-class scientists who were actually discussing this. They'll probably never talk about it publicly. But the whole issue of water, I mean, I'm a classically trained homeopath. I'm a laboratory homeopath, so I accept the concept that water can hold memory.
Right.
And the fact that this water has been put under such intense conditions, it is believed by the scientists who are actually ultra-purifying even at that level. They're actually removing what we would call the memory of the water.
Right.
So this is the purest water you can find anywhere on the planet.
Yeah. And that's important because even if you take the same thing in the chemical sense, without removing the frequencies that might or might not be there, I mean, you know, we don't know what actually is there, like the memory of radioactivity or the memory of the chemical toxicity. There's no chemical in there because that's been removed by the you know, the purification process. But without removing the frequency of that chemical, there is some evidence that that frequency can affect at least via the etheric body, the physical body. So removing that is important.
We've seen this, even in the new realm of epigenetics and so forth, these things that are passed on from generation to generation. So purification at this level is extremely important, but it hasn't been widely discussed. It's also very controversial. I knew you would bring this up, so I was prepared to go.
This is a controversial radio show. You know that.
I know it is.
Stuff that's in the third dimension, that's boring.
I'm perfectly willing to go there with you, but of course our listeners, and we'll see what the listeners say about this kind of thing, but it's very important to understand that. And for me to be sitting there at that dinner table with these world-class scientists talking about this very thing, they have seen it themselves.
Right.
So I've heard this from world-class scientists. They believe this is true, and they believe that this process of making pendant water purifies even down to that level.
Yeah.
It's quite remarkable.
And I think that's important because as we purify our bodies more and more with detoxification and even spiritual methods of purification, we become more sensitive to water that is not clean.
That's absolutely true. Because of all this has been done to prepare the penta water, the research studies have been absolutely astounding.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of, when you compare penta water to ordinary water, what it can do and how superior it is to it. Should we run through some of these right now?
Yeah.
First of all, I mean, the dissolving capacity. Bill has always said that penta water is probably the best delivery system for oral administration of all kinds of things, nutrients, pharmaceuticals. So it has superior dissolving capacity compared to ordinary water. Toxicity and so forth, removing toxicity inside of cells. We've actually found, they actually did this research. They were working with the John Wayne Cancer Institute in Southern California and found that patients on chemotherapy could endure the chemotherapy with less nausea and vomiting, less pain, less swelling, less discomfort, and more energy when they were drinking penta water. That's quite remarkable. I know a woman, and she was the wife of one of the scientists working with the company, the manufacturer of penta water, and she could not tolerate full-dose chemo for the cancer that she had. But once she started drinking penta water, and she was drinking like 4 to 6 bottles a day, she could tolerate full-dose chemo and not have her liver enzymes go up.
Yeah. I've seen that, too. And it's important when patients want to do this that they actually take a whole bottle of penta water at a time, starting in the morning on an empty stomach. You're actually dosing penta water as a substance to change physiology. And what I've seen in surgery, a lot of times, I deal with very toxic people because they're full of chemicals from breast implants that have ruptured.
Right.
So if we don't detox properly, especially after surgery, they'll get swelling of their legs, which is typical because of the chemical problem. So having them drink penta water, we see the swelling go down. And right after surgery, you really can't put them on a major chemical detox program because they're not going to tolerate it because they need to heal their wounds for a while rather than detox. As you know, detox and wound healing are not compatible at the same time.
They aren't.
Necessarily. So you have to be pretty healthy to detox.
Exactly right.
So penta water is something that we recommend in the post-op period when people are having swelling that we believe is toxic because of the ruptured implant chemicals getting into the system.
Exactly. You said something that's very important, too. That first bottle in the morning is critical because we've been sleeping for 8 hours, and when you wake up, you're dehydrated. So drinking that first bottle in the morning is quite important. I remember a few years ago I was over at giving a presentation at the country club where Bill Gates is a member. And one of the staff members came up to me. She was suffering from allergies. It was like early morning, 7:30, 8 in the morning. So I said, drink down this whole bottle of penta one time. She did that. For the rest of the day, she had no problem with her allergies.
Yeah.
Completely resolved.
Right.
So that first bottle in the morning sets you up for a day of increased wellness.
Right.
That's been my experience.
That's true. And also, if you are taking supplements, there is evidence that those supplements are, you get more money for your, more bang for your buck, so to speak, because those supplements are going to be absorbed rather than just passed through you, which,
that's absolutely
true.
A lot
of people have very expensive, stools.
Very expensive,
really,
yeah, right. Exactly,
really,
right. Right, so that's, I highly recommend.
They're not getting it into the cells. And I know that because I don't know if you do SpectraCell. We do SpectraCell at the Millennium Healthcare Clinic. And I was taking all the B12, and none of it was getting in my cell.
What can you say? I mean,
with B12,
the issue of intrinsic fat that comes up, too.
Yeah, my mom has anemia, so, it's genetic. But even taking shots, I wasn't taking them often enough, I don't think, but I was taking oral B12, sublingual, and the shots, and was still deficient in intracellular B12.
That's amazing.
So that tells you something, doesn't it?
That tells you quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, B12 is a big molecule. It's hard to move it around.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, I mean, what can you say? But anyway, that's why Bill Howell has been saying for years that Panta water is part of the best oral delivery system we've got to actually, dissolve these things, get them into the cells where they need to do their work. So it's a very important point.
Right.
Some other research that I wanted to mention, too, is the fact that when you put cells under certain kinds of stress, biochemical stress in laboratories and so forth, the Panta water is superior in allowing the cell to survive, protecting DNA from chromosome damage, reducing the frequency of mutations. I mean, it's a wide range of things this stuff can do.
Yeah.
So it's really quite remarkable in stabilizing what's happening inside the cell. The reason is that, and this is mentioned on Martin Champlin's website, is that we don't realize or appreciate the fact that all proteins, including enzyme systems like the antioxidant enzymes, nucleic peroxide dismutase and catalase, all of them require water to remain functional and dynamic and flexible to do their work. So when the cell is optimally hydrated interiorly, then all the enzyme systems work better. You can establish repair proteins better. I remember sitting right next to a scientist at a conference that Bill called World-Class Scientists Assembled there at Bill's office, sitting next to several scientists who found that we've got the research to back it up, that you actually have an improved deposition of new proteins when Panta water is used in laboratory experiments. That's why they were so impressed by it. These world-class biologists are impressed by what Panta water does at the cell level.
Yes, and some of that is because of aquaphores, is that right?
The aquaporins, those wonderful little channels that allow water to pass through the fatty cell membrane, and that the discovery of which allowed Dr. Peter Agre of Johns Hopkins to win the Nobel Prize in 2003. We didn't know how water got through, but then he discovered that in 1988 and then released a paper in 1992. These small little protein channels allow water to get through single file. So, logically, if you microcluster the water, if you break it down to these small five-molecule clusters, it's much easier for the water molecules to peel off one at a time to get through those aquaporin water channels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Panta water hydrates at the cell level in a superior way.
I can tell you this, too, that before Panta, which, of course, because it's done with sound waves and ultra-purification, it's actually one of the best ways, I feel, that water's ever been microclustered. But before Panta water, we were using something called Crystal Energy, which I think you're probably familiar with, microcluster water. And the research there were the people in the world who had the longest longevity. In other words, a group of people living the longest were drinking water that was microclustered via silica and other things that were added to it that were actually in the Crystal Energy.
That's amazing. Quite remarkable.
Yeah, we know that in terms of, I guess epidemiology, studying groups of people that lived the longest on the planet, that their water was different than other people's water.
It's funny you should say that because we're seeing that even in the laboratory experiments, the cells that are cultured in Panta water. Well, I'm just looking at this thing right now on my computer screen. They took brain tissue and actually made an artificial cerebral spinal fluid using ordinary water and Panta water.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Panta water, you got for 2 hours after the the tissue was put in that cerebral spinal fluid, the responsiveness didn't change. It was really a normal responsiveness. With ordinary wart, it dropped off dramatically.
Yeah.
So even with brain tissue, maintaining cell functionality, even under those conditions, is quite remarkable. Something else you brought came to mind as you were saying this. The General Physics Institute of the Russian Academy of Sciences has done research on panda water. They wanted to restructure water, and they tried to do it, but the water they came up with was not stable. They were amazed that the panda water that Bill and Michael Holloway invented is stable. They froze it, they boiled it. It remains at a high concentration of microclusters. The only thing that will cause it to drop down to ordinary water state is to beam a particular frequency of laser light through it. That's the only thing that would change it.
Which we're not going to do on a day-to-day basis.
Right, exactly. So somehow Bill and Michael Holloway came up with a technique of coming up with a stable form of microclustered water. It's really quite, if you can outdo the General Physics Institute of the Russian Academy of Sciences that has produced four Nobel laureates in physics,
right,
you've done something quite remarkable.
Yeah, I think that Penta has really, because it used an energetic method to stabilize the microclusters rather than a chemical method.
Yes.
I think that that was a real breakthrough, because I've been studying water for a long time. I mean, I just knew intuitively that water was extremely important in health, in anti-aging, and in helping cells not mutate. So, this is truly a breakthrough, and I don't know any other company that has even come close to doing this.
I don't know if any other companies even attempted to do it. I mean, you have to have brilliant people to think this through.
Yeah.
See, there's a huge problem here with water. I think about this a lot. When you're looking at scientific research, in order to get grant money to study it, it has to be something really exotic, something really sexy. Otherwise, you don't get grant money for it.
Right.
Who's going to pay? Is NIH going to pay for money for research on water? I mean, water is considered to be too mundane, too ordinary,
right,
too unimportant.
Right.
So, I mean, what blew my mind, something Bill brought to my attention, back in about 2003, Loma Linda University released results of their investigation of 20-year-old data showing that people who drank more pure water had a much lower risk of fatal heart attack than those who drank less pure water and more of other beverages.
Yeah.
So pure water decreases cardiovascular risk. Other beverages tend to increase cardiovascular risk. But the point is, no one had ever bothered to ask the question about the relationship between water intake and cardiovascular risk until around 2003. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
No one bothered to ask the question.
Yeah.
Because water is considered to be too boring. I mean, Krishnamurti, the great Indian philosopher, said a long time ago, human beings do not lack the ability to find useful answers to the problems. Human beings merely have the tendency to fail to ask the right questions, the right way to get useful answer to their problems.
Right.
So no one bothered to ask the question.
And, you know, it's probably the same reason that chelation therapy has been successful in reducing heart attack and stroke, is because detoxification of heavy metals is, and especially mercury, is extremely important in, in having hypertension controlled. You know, we learn in medical school about essential hypertension. I have a theory that stress releases mercury from deep inside the body, and then that spikes the blood pressure, and that is at least as important as the catecholamine theory. And the catecholamine theory may come into play. I'm not saying it doesn't. It's well known. But I've seen people with, especially with cracked mercury fillings, go into tremendously high, with stress, tremendously high blood pressure problems. You know, 220 over 120.
Oh, it's amazing. That's a heart attack waiting to happen.
Suddenly spike up. Of course, that's very dangerous for stroke. And I mean, intuitively, I know that. I mean, I even went to a person the other day, and I said, "Is your filling cracked?" And she looked, and sure enough, it was.
That's really dangerous. See, it's still controversial among dentists. I just had this conversation recently with dentists. I mean, these are the professors at the dental school. And it's still, they swear up and down that the amalgam fillings are quite safe, but I just tend not to agree with them.
Crack.
What can I say? There's another point, too. You just brought this up with heavy metals. We now know that based on the structure of the aquaporins, heavy metals in water will actually cause the aquaporins to shut down.
Exactly. So
yeah, right, because they are...
some of the mechanisms.
Exactly. There are these little cysteine amino acids built into the structure of aquaporins. Of course, as you know, cysteine is one of the sulfur-containing amino acids, and sulfur grabs on the heavy metals. When that connection takes place between the heavy metal and that protein amino acid, the amino acid triggers the whole aquaporin to shut down. So you shut off flow of water into the cell with heavy metals being present. So that's why purification water and getting these heavy metals out of people's exposure is extremely important to wellness.
It is. And it's important for every disease. I mean, it's almost, you know, you can probably name any disease or any disease process and find that adequate hydration is one of the things you need to do to get people healthy.
Exactly right. Something else that was remarkable, too, they actually found, this is with healthy volunteers, they found that when people are drinking panda water, it does increase the urine flow, and you actually get a decrease in the blood levels of uric acid. It's amazing. The oxalates in some patients completely disappeared in the urine. It's quite remarkable.
Stones, huh?
Yeah, right. The kidney stone connection. Creatinine levels and urea levels improved in the blood.
Right.
All this stuff is remarkably improved. So, you know, the handwriting is all over the wall here that the hydration is the way to go. I mean, it's the most basic thing we put in our mouths every day, water. So we need to pay far more attention to it and be far more attentive as to the quality of water we're drinking. One other thing I should mention, too, something Bill harped on a lot, the toxic effects of arsenic. Arsenic is carcinogenic. We know from the Environmental Protective Agency has actually stated that 3 parts per billion is dangerous, that level. Back in 2006, the standard for water across the country was dropped from 50 parts per billion down to 10 parts per billion. Mm-hmm. But even at 3 parts per billion, arsenic is toxic.
Yeah.
And we just have a lot of the stuff floating around, and people don't even know about it, and that's why water has to be ultra, ultra pure to be protected.
Right. And well water is particularly suspect for arsenic. So if you're drinking well water, my advice would be to have the water tested.
Absolutely true. There was a horrible story on 60 Minutes more than 30 years ago about a well dug in India next to an Indian village, and the water turned out to be laced with arsenic. So the people were dying of arsenic poisoning. It was the only other source of water other than a stagnant pond next to the village. So because the Earth's crust in various places has arsenic built into it, and you have to test for it to make sure you're not getting it.
That's right. Water tables are not what they used to be either.
They are not what they used to be.
Thanks to the EPA doing its job really well.
Let's not get political.
Yeah, let's not get political. Well, it's been a great great time talking with you again. We haven't talked for some time. And
the pleasure is mine. Thank you.
Have you back on the show intermittently so that we can remind the listeners of the importance of all of these things. And I guess we'll probably see each other one of these days.
I will look forward to it, and thank you for the opportunity to be on the show again.
All righty. Well, this is Dr. Susan Cole with Temple of Health Radio Show. We've been talking with Dr. Herb Journal-Bay, who is discussing the importance of hydration, some of the properties of penta water that make it optimal for hydration, as well as its anti-aging benefits and probably preventative mutations in cells as well. All of which have a great deal of scientific research backing it up. Penta water is the water I drink exclusively. And I think that if you have health concerns or if you just want to feel better and have less health risk, penta water would be a great idea. This is Dr. Susan Cole with Temple of Health Radio Show. Next week we will be discussing with Dr. Ariel, Earth 2012, The Ultimate Quest. And then on the 20th, Stanton Friedman, Science Was Wrong. And on the 27th, Dr. Bruce Goldberg will be back discussing soul healing. Dr. Brad Gould is doing this month's Noetic Science Meeting on Thursday, August the 18th. He will be discussing anti-aging with regards to options around hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Join us at the Dunwoody office at 7:15 to 7:30 for this lecture. Again, thank you for joining us, Temple of Health Radio Show, and we'll be back next week.